If you've been told you need a filling crown or a root canal, get a second opinion at Dental Pros of Utah and American Fork. They utilize the latest biomimetic techniques to rebuild your teeth in order to prevent ever having to get crowns or root canals later in life. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360. Another individual that will eventually be an impact player wherever he chooses his particular school, whenever he chooses that particular school. I believe he was a sophomore this last year going into his junior year. Currently a 2-star according to some, 3-star according to others. Just received an offer from USC at their camp this past weekend. He's a verbal commit to Brigham Young University, 6'3". I've heard his weight is anywhere from 300 to 350 pounds, but this kid moves like a gazelle, and he has violent hands. His name is Siaki Apu'ika. What's up, Siaki? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Hey, thanks for hopping on with us, man. Congratulations on your USC offer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, how many offers do you currently have, Siaki?
Six. I have six.
Okay, and who are those from?
BYU, Utah State, Utah, Vanderbilt, Wisconsin, and USC.
And you're currently attending East High. You just got done with your sophomore season. You're going into your junior year, correct?
Yes.
You're coming from a school that is number one of the best schools here in the state of Utah, but and one of the best coached. But you guys have some challenges on your schedule this year. We chatted with Coach Maddich about playing IMG Academy and then also Bingham High. Are you excited about that that schedule this season?
Definitely. Definitely excited. And I know the rest of the boys are. We just love the competition, and we're going to compete.
One of the most impressive things I've seen you do in high school is sing the national anthem before your semifinal game. Was that kind of nerve-wracking? I mean, a player, you're about to strap it on, and you're singing the national anthem. How cool is that? And you got a heck of a singing voice, man.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it was a bit nerve-wracking, but, you know, I'd say I like the attention.
No, you got a good voice. We watched that video. It was pretty cool.
Absolutely. East, for a long time, hasn't been a BYU-friendly program. It's been a feeder for Utah and other programs, and it seems like that's kind of turned around. It just seems like the culture's a lot different there with relation to BYU and maybe the contact with the coaching staff. What was it about the coaching staff that made you want to commit to BYU?
You know, it's just so friendly, you know, around them. It felt like it was more than football. It was about building relationships and being long-term friends after college and just hoping one day that you'll still be able to call that person and the coach and still have a great conversation.
What's Kalani like the first time you met him? What kind of impression did he leave? If you could just maybe just recount your first interactions with Kalani Sitake and the impression it left on you.
I'd say I was really nervous. I was a 14-year-old kid and going in and knowing as a head football coach of a college program. My first impression is like seriousness. He's a very serious guy and he's a get down to business, but he knows how to have fun and he's a really good guy. As far as you know, talking to you and getting to know you type thing.
You're soft-spoken, you sound humble, Siaki, but when I watch you in one-on-ones at all these camps, all the video that I've analyzed of team and also one-on-one segments, you are a violent, very tenacious football player. How would you describe your game when you step onto the field? What type of player are you?
I just say competitor, you know, growing up, I'm the youngest of six siblings. I have three older brothers, and you know, proving myself has always been in the back of my head, and having to compete has always been a way to prove myself. And you know, from scripture games to basketball games to anything, I've always just loved competing, and when I think it just carries on to the field, and no matter who's in front of me, I just compete to my best ability.
What's your favorite scripture, Siaki?
I'd say Ether 12:12.
So you get competitive in scripture games. Would it get dirty? Would any fights from scripture games or?
No, I'm not pretty sure there's fights, but there's definitely a lot of tension and arguments.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I just have a vision of some big Pauly linemen arguing over a scripture game. Oh, that's awesome, man. But you committed to BYU before all the transfers came in? Was it before or after Ulatulatel pledged? I don't know if you remember or not. It was before. Did you know those guys when they played? And how big of a boon is it for East High players to see big name players like Ulatulatel, Christian Folau, and guys like that go to BYU and know that you're going to be their teammate?
For me, it's like I'd say like your role models. You know, growing up and they played high school ball while I was in Little League, and always going to the games and just looking up to them as if they were stars, and now I believe they potentially are going to be stars. Ulutotau, Joe Tukwafu, Christian Folau, great guys and great players on the field.
Siaki Apu-Ikon with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960, two- and/or three star athlete. He's got offers now, six offers. Just picked up a USC offer. He's a verbal commit for BYU. I believe you received your first offer, though, Siaki, from Brigham Young University, if I'm correct. What was it like to get that offer from BYU?
It was it'd be an understatement if I just said it was a dream come true. You know, grew up in a Cougar household, and knowing like all my whole family, we just love the Cougars, and getting the offer was like, I kind of zoned out, and I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this just happened type of thing.
One of the guys' film that's committed to BYU that just blows me away whenever I see it is Brandon Cahoe. I understand that you're related to him. Are you close to Brandon? And do you guys keep in touch?
Yeah, definitely. He's a great person and has great personality and is a definite monster on the field. And I'd love to play with him someday if it came down to it.
Go ahead.
Did you guys impact one another's recruiting at all? I don't remember who committed first. You were Brandon, but is that a big thing for you guys to be able to play with one another at the next level?
I think it would, you know. I could see our play styles complementing each other well. You know, he loves making plays, and I love helping. I would love helping him make plays or him helping me make plays, and it'd be great.
Siaki, we appreciate you coming on and breaking this all down for us and talking about it. I didn't know that you were that you had familial relations with Brandon. There's been some rumors that Brandon could make a transfer and maybe come here to the state of Utah. Is that correct?
That's what I'm hearing around here, you know. But wherever he goes, I know he'll be successful and do good no matter what.
No, of course. Siaki Apu-Ikon with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Siaki, thanks so much for hopping on. We wish you good luck this offseason as you prepare for that very daunting 2017 schedule there at East. Something that we didn't mention, but I think we should mention to you. We talked a little bit about the IMG Academy, but finally you guys get a crack at Bingham. How exciting is that for you, and how long have you guys been waiting for that?
I'm excited. I really am excited, and I think all the other boys are excited to, you know, there's always been talk of who the top dog is, and I feel that this game will kind of be a settler and just be great competition to compete with another top program here in Utah.
Well, Siaki, have a good evening. Enjoy your family time. Wherever you're traveling, be safe and keep on working hard. You're doing awesome.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. Appreciate it.
Did you get a filling done by your dentist and it still hurts? Get a second opinion from a biomedically trained dentist at Dental Pros of Utah. Rebuild your teeth layer by layer with Kevlar fibers. You won't ever have tooth sensitivity ever again. DentalProsOfUtah.com, 801-756-0360. That's 801-756-0360, DentalProsOfUtah.com.